Chapter 2. Blue Monday. The next morning, which was a blue Monday, when Laura could hardly scrape together enough change to combinate a number and put a dime on the lead, Essie said as she washed the percolator top, "I prayed again this morning for what we was talking about last night." Laura, who had left her bed unmade down the hall in number 7 to tap on Essie's door in the hope of a hot cup of coffee, looked puzzled. "What? That church we gonna start?" said Essie. "I believe God answers prayer. In fact, that church is started."
"Started? Where?"
"Right here in this room with you and me."
"Then let me pass a collection plate," said Laura. "Because I dreamed about fish last night. 782, and that is a good number to play. Here, put some change in the saucer, and I'll put the number in for you, too."
"I said I was praying, Laura, not playing. If we're gonna save souls, have I got to save you from sin first?"
"Oh, you talking about starting a church?"
said Laura, her mind clearing of sleep a little.
"Well, as soon as the weather warms up a bit, we'll buy a Bible and a tambourine and plant our feet on the rock of 126th and Lenox and start. But right now, I want me at least 45 cents to work on these numbers. Suppose fish jumps out today. If it did and I didn't catch it, I sure would be mad. Girl, pour me one little drop more of that coffee. If I could just find that Negro who's liking me so much, so he says, I might could maybe get a dollar or two, but he never does come by here on Monday."
"Laura, you oughtn't to be encouraging that married man to be laying up here with you."
"He encourages himself," yawned Laura. "Can I help it if I appeal to him whenever he can get out of his wife's sight? The Lord give me my smooth brown body, girl, and I ain't want to let it go to waste. Excuse me, I'm going to comb my hair and go downstairs and put these numbers in. A small hit's better than none. But I sure hate to be so poor. Maybe that Chinese that winked at me from behind the lunch counter will feel in a..."